The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, January 12th, 2025, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1. So sit back, relax, and get ready to discover the healing potential of nature's pharmacy on Vital Health Radio. Whether you're a seasoned natural health enthusiast or just starting your journey, there's something for everyone on Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones, founder of Nutrition World since opening in 1979, and joining me is the guru of the common man, Clint Powell.
New intro. I get a new title. The guru of the common man.
That's pretty good, I think.
That's way more than I thought I was going to get in high school. My guidance counselor is completely surprised if he was or she was still alive. Holy mackerel. The guru. Yeah. Hey, can I do something real quick?
What?
It's a couple days late, but since we're recording this, I just want to shout out to my sister. It's her birthday the last couple days ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Lori. There.
How cool. Does she listen to the show, or you pay her to listen? Or
no. I don't. Okay. No. I'm broke. No. I'm not paying anybody to do anything. No. It's her birthday, and I like to say thank
Sweet.
You. Yeah. She's good. And she's now a really good customer of yours.
I know
she's
that.
She's been coming
yes.
in. Yeah. She's been working on it, man.
I love it.
She's getting there doing her thing.
You've been working on her probably.
Yeah. As far as getting her in there and showing her what to buy, she's buying stuff for my nephew who's young, getting some of the proteins and the creatine and stuff that people a lot of times come in there for the supplements for aging and pain and all this, or pets. They forget you have a couple aisles dedicated to folks that are in the gym, and that's what my nephew does.
Well, I see a huge shift over the past years, especially since COVID, to more faith in the natural pharmacy, more really discipline for lifestyle's effects on our health, and less confidence in the traditional medical model. I just heard a person, Dr. Carrie, I can't think of her other name, but she's very all over the internet. She's a medical doc who actually quit doing that because of many reasons. And one of them was that she is, when you're a doctor, you're judged on the volume of patients, not their results. And that really hit me hard because volume doesn't really count. Are we selling tires at the tire discounter place? Mm-hmm. Or are we trying to save lives and maybe help people to live longer without a polypharmacy? No, not really. They're not really doing that. So having a regular traditional physician and healthcare worker is very important for the stop gaps, the acute situations, the sprained ankles, the splinters, this, that, and whatever, and some diagnostics. But for chronic diseases and aging, it is the last place that you will find what I feel is the confident path for your life. Today's show, I got about a few points on. I want to talk, but we're going to speak on. I've read, and I do this every morning, I read about an hour of trusted people. This is not headlines without references, but I'm going to talk about a remarkable discovery on tinnitus ringing in the ears that really blew me away. Logically, sometimes we can think about, well, I see that this would cause that. But in this case, it was really odd, and I'm going to cover that in the next segment.
Okay.
And also, if you're considering knee replacement, wait till I tell you one statistic that really rocked my world when I read it. And also, the reasons why I never miss drinking my matcha tea. Research continues to pile in that the health benefits of that are greater than probably any other beverage. So those are some of the topics coming up.
Awesome.
I ate at a restaurant that I occasionally go to. It's the Walden Club downtown. And I went in there, and the manager, who is just wonderful, been there forever, named Tracy, was there the night we went. And one of the waiters from the past year, he's young, but is so nice and helpful, he was on his way out when we came in. Well, Tracy, the manager, came over and told me that he had viewed my TikTok on popcorn lungs with vaping.
No.
Tracy had shared it with him. And you know that young guy put his vape down, and this was months ago, and has never picked it back up.
He really?
Said that video talking about the fact that if you vape for too long, you're going to have the appearance of popcorn in your lungs, which is a permanent disability. And I think my little analogy of, if you want to know what it's like when you have popcorn lung, then walk around for an hour breathing only through a straw, because that is what the rest of your life will be. So it hit him. And those are the little seeds that I love to plant, that occasionally we never see the fruiting body of that. But when to hear someone say that their life completely changed due to a 1 minute video, you know, you've affected Absolutely. A lot of people over these years. So I'm very blessed that we have a platform of social media that can reach out.
Yeah. Well, and two, I plan on showing that to my son because, again, like with everything else, it's unintended consequences. I feel fine. I feel fine. I feel fine. I feel fine. I don't feel fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect. We're always fine until we're not fine. And if for some reason, because I'm not having a problem now, we just assume I'll never have a problem.
Yep.
And that's just never the way it is. I'll, you know.
Well, how many cars have we ever bought that were so awesome the first 70,000 miles? Man, this thing's going to run forever. Whoops.
Yeah, don't change the tires. Don't change the oil. Yeah. Don't take care of it. Next thing you know, it's running great. And now, guess what? It's not running great.
Yeah. Learning RX, we talked to them a few episodes ago. Wonderful company, Michelle, over here in Chattanooga. They do not sponsor this show at all. But I have a dear person that is going there who's a young five-year-old, and it has been pretty darn, I won't say life-changing, but ADD, focus, discipline has all improved. And she's going to be doing a lecture at Nutrition World on ADD for adults, because there really are different levels and mechanisms of learning. We have to determine which one is weak in order to know what to work to strengthen it. And that's what she talked about a few weeks ago. So Learning RX, if you are an adult and you're sick and tired of bouncing all over the place with your reading, comprehension, learning, memory, look up Learning RX here in Chattanooga.
Yeah, they're good people.
Very good people. And what's new with you? Anything?
I know. Nothing changes in my world.
Nothing at
all. Yeah, nope. I'm podcasting coach. That's all I do.
Well, you did get a really great mention on the Chattanoogan.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. That was nice.
Over 3,000
podcast episodes. Yep. Yeah, for the last 8 years. It's taken me a while.
Don't think anyone will come close to that record.
Well, I put out, you know, sometimes 5, 4, but sometimes 8 to 10 a week. So it does not take long, and sometimes more. I've put out as many as 14 or 15 sometimes a week.
That is tough work, and I know that you love what you do, but there's a point where I don't care how much you love a filet, there's a point when you just get to a point, you've eaten one or two, you don't want any more for a while. There's a certain level that there needs to be a break from that,
right.
So I hope you get some of those breaks.
Well, thank you. You can find them all at NugaPodcast.com, NugaPodcast.com. And just like those podcasts, this comes out as a podcast on every Tuesday. You can find a Vital Health Radio download on your favorite podcast platform.
Yep. People seem to not always remember that, but podcast platforms are the education of today if you choose wisely. Mm-hmm. If you choose wisely. Hey, Katie and Christy at the Nutrition World has been talking to these people called Farmer's Storehouse. And this is really getting back to the basics. You know, what animals eat, the food is really what we're going to be eating, because their food they eat is what determines the health of that animal. And so if we consume an animal that's been fed all the soybeans and the corn and the glyphosate, it's really just rippling down some of the negative effects into our health. But that's true also of grains, foods that are grown like wheat and oats and corn. Well, these people, Farmer's Storehouse, love their kind of way they've done business with us. Katie called them and said, oh man, I really love your labels. We're thinking about perhaps picking up your product. The owner said, I need to ask you two questions before you can go any further. Well, what's that? Are you a big box store? And she said, no, sir. We are family-owned for 45 years. He said, secondly, did you require masks for your employees during COVID? I loved that question. Loved it to death when Katie told me. She said, no, sir, we did not. My dad absolutely refused to make their employees, make his employees wear masks. He said, you're in. What would you like to order?
Wow.
And so Farmer Storehouse has the only one I've ever seen right at this point. They're tested for no glyphosate, non-GMO, totally organic. And we just got in the store this week, all-purpose flour, soft white flour, oat berries for cooking oats, a cornbread mix that looks to die for. I love cornbread, and something called a starter flour. I think
wow.
that is for, I think that's for sourdough bread. I don't
that's
know.
Awesome.
But just a great company. They're about 60, 70 miles outside of Chattanooga. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. I'm looking at the labels you just threw over
you
here.
You like cornbread?
Yeah, I love it. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I can tell by looking at
yeah,
it. Sorry.
Yeah, it's basically donuts if it's made right.
Everybody in East Ridge likes cornbread.
Cornbread? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Do you like pinto beans?
Well, the
of
thing
course,
is,
cornbread. Do you like turnip greens or collards? Yeah, of course cornbread.
Well,
come on.
The main reason is because you can eat cornbread and beans with no teeth. And
yeah.
in East Ridge,
yeah.
that's quite important.
Hey, I like your little insult, but let me ask you a serious yeah. question. Did you ever eat cornbread and milk?
I love cornbread and milk. My yeah. dad raised me on it.
So there was cornbread
yes.
and milk, and then the lady that did that was cornbread and buttermilk. I didn't like buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
She did, but I liked it with milk.
Same
as
with
a kid.
Me.
A little spoon it out.
Oh,
oh
yeah. man. Yeah.
That's a long, long time ago. I'm not a big fan now, but man, for years, that's all I ate that a bunch.
Well, Countryside.
Shout out to Nellie Greenwood, who's passed away. But yeah, she was my babysitter.
Know, Countryside, Marlene, who does the blood testing at Nutrition World, she owns Countryside. They still have one of the best cornbreads in Chattanooga.
Yeah. Is that in.
It's up there halfway, you know, going to Cleveland up there. Mahan Gap or something like that.
Yeah.
But up there twice a month. Twice a month. I want to say, lastly, before we go to segment two, because we're in a new year, and it's not like it's any big deal to me, but I have helpers in my path of health and life, and these are what I call consistent appointment helpers. Because if they're on the calendar, I will do them. And I think it's human nature that if we helter-skelter and, okay, I'm going to do it next week doesn't come. But if I have it on the calendar, Ed Jones will be showing up. So the people who help me to keep this body tuned up, Ignite Chiropractic, which is over on Manufacturers Road. Go there every Wednesday, every single Wednesday. He adjusts all of my skeletal structure and just an amazing, amazing man. Secondly is the Scenic City Neurotherapy, where I do the IV ketamine, which has been used for PTSD, anxiety, depression, neuropathic pain, and also certainly if you access it, some of the inner journeying of the mind and the soul and the spirit. Next is Stephanie, who's my massage therapist at Nutrition World on a very regular basis. And lastly, the Oura Ring, O-U-R-A. It has been instrumental in helping me to regulate my REM and deep sleep so I can actually function at a pretty high level. And when I don't hit the REM and deep, as you know, Clint, we are not on our game fully that we could be. So
yeah. I'm getting my Whoop back in soon. They're
good.
Sending me a new one.
Whoop is secondary to Aura, but it's still a good apparatus because some people just don't want to wear rings.
Well, I can't wear the ring because I like to hit a heavy bag. Huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Whoop to me is primary. Really? It's the best version of that. Anyway, back to you.
Well, I hit the heavy bag occasionally, and I lift heavy weights every single day, and it never comes off. So why?
Well, it doesn't come off. I don't hit. All I hear from you is...
Okay, Charlie Brown.
Oh. I better be careful. You let me. The only reason I have the Whoop is my girlfriend had one, and also you let me wear the Aura.
Yes.
So getting the data from the Aura has got me hooked on data.
Data.
That's what got me hooked. I was like, oh, crap, I can see when I've had a good night, so I can replicate it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. We learn from that data because we are poor judges of our own sleep. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. We come back, we'll have just a pile of informative information for you, your family, and your friends that you can pass along that are just little tidbits that can make a big difference in the long run. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio show and podcast. Your host, Ed Jones and Clint Powell, are back with you to empower your health and well-being, as we have done each week for now 7 years. I have a great newsletter that we give out at Nutrition World, and they had a wonderful article called Natural Help for Kidney Disease. You know, when it comes to people walking in the Nutrition World and they come and say, what do you have to help me to have healthier kidneys? If you come and say that about livers, and you say it about gallbladders, and you say it about digestion, and you say it about heart, I generally can rattle off, well, I really feel that this helps to support the optimal function and health of that certain organ. We don't really have that with kidneys, because kidneys, actually, when they become overburdened and weakened, then what we look at is GFR and creatinine on the blood test. And GFR, as it goes down, is a pretty darn accurate indicator of how well is that filter working. Well, one of the leading causes of kidney dysfunction is chronic high blood pressure. The other is using non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Now, did I use a lot when I had my hip pain for 3 years? I did. What happened to my GFR? It went down about 30%. It was the worst I'd ever seen that number. But there are other people who go down for reasons we don't actually pinpoint. So what can we do about that? Well, a lot of kidney health is, like most organs, is resulting in a connection to total health. Again, even things indirect like sleep, which raises cortisol levels. Cortisol levels like prednisone. Prednisone damages all your body. So when you don't sleep, you make cortisol, and that is a damaging molecule. Also, if you're constantly dehydrated, you're constantly drinking Cokes, which have extremely high acidity levels. And then you go to the even further extremes of glyphosate in all the foods we eat, and you don't use nutrients to detox some of those. And then the wrong microbiome. But when it comes to the newsletter that we're handing out right now at Nutrition World, there are two things. And number one is something called grape seed extract. Have you ever taken grape seed extract?
Long time ago. It's odd you say that. My daughter just sent me a text yesterday and said, "Dad, have you ever heard anything about this? Is it worth taking?"
It is so worth it. It's now moved from my second page of important things to the first because of its impact on metastasizing cancer. It reduces that with or without the chemotherapy. It's
wow.
Pretty good, solid research. We give out sheets that you can take to your oncologist, and I doubt you'll find one in town that's open-minded. But if you did, they may say, "Hey, go ahead and do it," because it seems to give better outcomes. But this was a study where they gave 40 people with chronic kidney disease a placebo, which is a fake pill, or grape seed for 6 months. The grape seed improved the kidney's ability to filter, which is shown by the GFR. It also lowered the protein levels in the urine, and it reversed some of the damage to the kidneys. Now, I take it every day because the number one thing it does is strengthen capillaries. Capillaries are the smallest types of vascular systems that provide probably 80% of our blood flow. We think it's the big arteries. And capillaries are the size of your hair, so they're very tiny, and they get damaged easily by French fries.
Well noted. Good job.
Yeah, because I smelled something when I walked in.
No, you didn't smell it. You saw me eating. You called them.
Okay, I was trying to be kind of
about it. What do you call seed oil sticks?
Yeah, seed oil sticks. There you go. And many multiple other things. But because I'm such a good guy, and I know Clint knows that, but brought you a bottle.
I talk about it all the time, how good of a guy you are.
This is 60 pills of the strongest grape seed ever made by Terry Naturally. Unbelievable. Wow. And that's one that I will not be without because of its ability to strengthen capillaries, protect the capillaries from the bad things we do. It's kind of like a somewhat blanket of protection.
I wonder how long it takes to start working in your system. I'm going to have to read about it.
Well, when I see people who have terrible varicose veins and terrible symptoms that you can see visibly within 30 days, there's no doubt. And also, these tiny little blood flow systems behind the eyeball, that is so affected positively by grape seed. And you only need one pill. 400 milligrams is a pretty hefty dose. The number one recommendation I had back in the old days when parents would come in, "I don't want to put my child on ADD medicine," but the teacher said, "Come over here and get grape seed extract," because it also helps you focus. And
really?
That's not really talked about these days. And you need about 1 to 2 milligrams per pound of body weight. So if you weigh 200, then that 400 is perfect. And you can't get too much, so it's perfectly fine to do that. So I found it very interesting.
Well, thank you, sir.
That study came out.
But open it on the radio wasn't the best move, but that's okay.
Yeah, they can hear that.
Yeah, I'm stopping right now. But I'm taking one.
And it's a pretty pill, too.
I don't know about... Okay.
Do you ever use the espresso machines?
No.
A lot of people drink coffee. I just same here.
Yeah.
But at a hotel room or whatever, you use the Keurigs?
Every now and then.
Yeah. Well, we now know that espresso machines, because of their internal components of tubing and gaskets, will leach into every single beverage what we call forever chemicals.
Right.
It makes sense. Sometimes we don't have that.
That's not true for regular coffee makers. They have plastic tubing.
Yeah, but not to the level of an espresso machine, they're saying. It's because these are so full of the PVC tubings that contains phthalates, which are endocrine receptors, disruptors. What that means is your hormones will not work adequately in the presence of these forever chemicals. It just won't. And these chemicals are very, very indicted to switch healthy cells to unhealthy ones, which the worst version of unhealthy is cancer. So some of the high-end The high-end German espresso machines actually use stainless steel components instead of plastic tubing. So we go back to, you know, buy cheap. You probably will get inferior stuff. You just
of course
will. Not always, but most of the time you will probably do that.
Well, the old adage, you get what you pay for, is real.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Well, I said in the first segment I want to talk about tinnitus just for a second, because a lot of people have ringing in the ears. Do you have that at all?
No.
Okay.
I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm 57 this month. Every single time I've ever said, I would never. That's silly. I don't. Mother Nature goes,
oops.
Hold my weather system and hands it to me. So there you go. Back to you and tinnitus, sir.
Yep. I, for some reason, had it. I think stress was causing it during about 40s, and it would be that humming, and it would vary in intensities. You can come to peace with it up to a point, and then at a certain point.
But you haven't had it since then?
I have not had it since divorce.
It was just a low hum?
I don't have any hum.
Oh, but it was just a low?
Oh, no. It was a low to moderate hum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, especially at night. Well, this was probably could have been the reason why I had it. Tinnitus does affect 14% of the global population, and it causes, like it said, persistent ear noises like ringing or buzzing despite the absence of external sounds. Well, recent studies have shown a very strong complex relationship between sleep and tinnitus. Mm. And the deal that was so shocking to me is that the use of naps is what caused the increase in tinnitus. When you nap during the day, a February 2023 study that found that tinnitus patients significantly reduced their REM sleep when they napped. When they reduced REM sleep, your tinnitus goes way up. I'm going back to the Aura ring again. Here we go.
Yeah.
You don't know what REM and deep you're getting without monitoring. And you can't go to a sleep study every day. You go to Best Buy's and you buy an Aura ring, O-U-R-A. It will tell you so, so much. But it's so interesting because when they stopped their naps, and they, which probably made them get better REM and deep at night.
Right.
I mean, naps are so relaxing, but many times, and I've done enough.
They hijack your sleep a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, and also, I've done enough naps, which is... Hey, I got ears are ringing. Oh my God.
I was going to try to do that at a different time. Keep going about your naps.
I'm going to try to go over here. Keep going.
So when I do my naps, I look at my Aura ring. I don't recall a time in a nap that I got deep sleep. I get light sleep. That's all I get.
If I do take naps, and I don't normally, but when I do, when I had my Whoop on,
yeah.
If I did it 5 times in a month, I would get it 1 out of every 5, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, that was usually because the night before was horrible,
yes.
And my body was just ready to pass out.
Yeah. Interesting study on handwriting. Do you know what a lost art? Cursive handwriting is a lost art, obviously, because they don't teach it anymore.
Right.
And when I try to write cursive a long time now, my fingers kind of, they don't cramp up, but it's not the easiest thing on earth. Mm. It's amazing that, we wouldn't even think about it back when we were young. But handwriting with a pen or even a digital pen in a big study showed greater learning progress compared to typing. It said that early handwriting experiences influences brain development in children by recruiting brain areas that are important for reading acquisition and establishing a neural system that supports literacy development. Who would have thought that the actual process, but I would think this, the actual process of hand brain, eye coordination, writing something. But look at all the systems required to actually make that happen. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, you know who has the best cursive penmanship I've ever seen in my my dad.
Well, does he still?
It's beautiful. It's like it's something that somebody's done for like art. He's just got beautiful handwriting.
Where'd that all come from?
I have no idea. It's been that way since forever. Everybody was like, "Who? What is that?" I was like, "That's my dad's handwriting. It's just how he writes."
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's pretty cool.
Same hand that has smacked me so many times when I needed it can form beautiful words with the cursive language.
Is he right-handed?
Yeah.
Because I was such a poor student in Dale Wood and Brainerd High School and MTSU, pretty much the entire time of going to schooling. I'm a good student now at 67, but I was horrible And I think always a little bit ADD, but not enough to say that was significant. But what I did, instead of learning in school, I learned to write backwards with my left hand. So what I will do is I wrote love letters to many, several girlfriends backwards, and they have to go to the bathroom and hold it up to a mirror in order to read the note that I just
in
wrote.
In cursive?
In cursive. I can write left-handed. Well, I'm right-handed, but I learned to write left-handed backwards, so you have to require a mirror to read it.
Okay, that's the coolest, creepiest, dumb thing I've ever heard. I don't know how else to describe it. That's
true.
Super awesomely worthless.
That's very worthless.
But
now,
very I awesome. Say. I like very, what a cool trick.
When I was in high school, I lived with my dad and my stepmother, and I was writing a journal, and I did not want anybody to ever know my inner thoughts. So I wrote the whole journal backwards with my left hand.
Yeah.
And I figured.
Do you still have that journal?
No, the house burned down.
So, I bet it did accidentally.
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of the evidence, were you?
Yeah.
It's okay, you pyromaniac. But keep going there, buddy. Wow.
Yeah, it's okay. A wow.
Okay, good for you.
All right, we're going to talk about the knee replacement deals.
Okay.
This Dr. Greger, who I really, really, I disagree with his eating principles, but I love his fact that he digs into the science of what's truthful and not truthful with a lot of decisions we might need to make as we age. And one of those is on the aspect of knee surgery. He said that number one is, and this is something I had no idea about, but that there's 700,000 knee surgeries performed in the United States each year, and very few people realize that it can kill you, because there is a certain percentage of people who die from knee surgeries, which is 1 in 200 lose their lives within 90 days. 1 in 200. Now, that's not too much. But then that's just in 90 days. There'll be a few more after that. But 1 in 200, I don't like those odds too well. And so the other thing is that 1 in 5 knee replacement patients describe being totally unsatisfied with the outcome. 1 in 5. Part of that is their poor health going in, not being physically fit, not eating enough protein. And the other part is somewhat, of course, no one's perfect. There's surgeons who aren't as good as other surgeons.
Well, and you say 1 in 200 die?
They die in 90 days.
I think I would like to see the age breakdown on this.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, because I would imagine that the majority of the, if you took one of the 200s, all of those number ones, and you put them in a room and there was 100 of those, I would bet 50% of those are over 65 or 70.
I don't know, only from, which is totally inaccurate, I know with 45 years, I hear a lot of stories, and I know the people who died from blood clots.
Right.
That's what they die from.
Yeah, I had hip replacement. You've had hip replacement. That's a big concern from the blood clots, and these are completely different. It may be actually increase your odds. I don't know if that increases odds or not. But
well, the thing is, we have plenty of 40- and 50-year-olds who are getting blood clots. Yes, it does increase with age, but not like, say, heart disease increases with age.
Right, right.
So that's just something to think about. And the biggest point Dr. Greger makes is, if you could only lose 20% of your weight, if you're overweight, 50% of those people did not need knee replacement by losing 20% of their overweightness.
Wow.
So the, you know, being overweight, Clint, what it's like to carry, let's say, 225-pound dumbbells, just, you know, we could do it, but after, you couldn't do it all day long.
Please, I lost 30 pounds over a couple years, and I was never been really that big before. I was only that big for a couple years. So I've been in decent shape, somewhat close to decent shape, most of my life. But there was about a three-year period where I was 35 pounds overweight.
What did you weigh?
I weighed 251.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm 5'10", 5'10 and a half. And so That's a big deal. And you carry that, and you're like, oh. And then you get back down to 215, 220, and you're like, man, I mean, I probably still could be 210 like when I played rugby or something. But still, 30 pounds is a big deal.
And most of that's fat.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not muscle.
Yeah. And it was, and to your point, of course your knees were hurting. Of course my back, everything was hurting because I was asking to do something. I had less muscle and more weight. Good combination for your joints. Yeah, good job, Clint.
All right, brother. Well, it's time to take a break. When we come back, got another pile of info to fill you up with. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Production from the Field Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, the show that shares the philosophy that we can lead longer and healthier lives by embracing the latest in accurate knowledge of health and the vital importance of nutrition and lifestyle. That's what I spend all my days doing, is compiling, helping, simplifying, and helping to educate as best I can what I observe to be realistic options for aging gracefully. But this is kind of outside that scope. I don't know about you, if you have a great fear. I mean, I don't have some of my fears I've really modulated and done very well with. But in all the years of bow hunting in the woods, it wasn't a super fear, but I was always on guard against a rattlesnake. I don't know. Are you afraid of snakes walking through the woods?
Well, yeah, I'm on guard. I don't know if I'm scared of them. If I see one, I'm scared of them. I owned a snake for years. So, yeah, but I'm still scared of rattlesnakes or copperhead. Copperhead's a little worse to me. Yeah. They're a little more aggressive.
Well, I wish I had seen the study 25 years ago. Wouldn't probably change the fact that I wore snake chaps, because when you're in the woods walking, many hours stepping over trees and you know, a little more susceptible than if you just take a gander twice a year out at Enterprise South or something. But in a study, scientists used a fake leg to simulate a person stepping on a rattlesnake, okay? Mm-hmm. I thought this was so cool. Out of 175 snakes that were physically stepped on by the booted foot, first off, only six bit the leg out of 175. Huh. The rest tried to get away, froze in place, or wriggled in surprise, but did not react aggressively. Hmm. It's actually hard to get bitten by a rattlesnake.
Okay.
They just want to be left alone.
Okay.
Because I always thought they were kind of like just sitting there waiting, like anxiously to bite somebody.
No.
And also, rattlesnakes usually don't rattle before striking. Hmm. A rattle doesn't mean aggression. It's an excuse that, hey, look out, I'm down here. They rattle to tell you or other large animals that you are about to step on them.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And only 1% of rattlesnake bites are deadly. Now, it says you still need to go to the hospital and get the anti-venom, but that gives me some peace of mind.
That's fantastic. Two things. One is, they rattle to warn you. And if you're stepping on them over a log, they probably don't have time to rattle. So when they say they don't rattle, it's because they don't have time. Second, on behalf of the snakes, quit using us as experiments and stepping on us. What kind of asshole does that? I mean, I understand we want to protect ourselves, but hey, let's figure out how to make ourselves safer. Let's grab 170-something rattlesnakes and just arbitrarily step on them. What kind of mean people are we doing here? Anyway.
It's called a study, medical study.
No, I'm all for it. I'm just kidding. Now, copperheads are different. I'd be more worried of copperhead out there than I would of rattlesnake.
Because they do seem more like...
they're aggressive. Copperheads...
Like hornets compared to a bee.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, copperheads will... If you're in their world, they'll seek you out sometimes. They're menacing. I don't like a copperhead at all. Water moccasins, copperheads, no thank you.
Here's a study that confirmed... exactly my tendency, and I thought it was just my oddness, but a new study revealed that the best way to enjoy me time, and I think this applies to you also, Glenn, I think, you tell me, is in a semi-social setting, like reading a book in a coffee shop or restaurant. Published in the PLOS-1, the research found that being alone while still feeling connected to others can helps restore energy and improve well-being. And lead researcher of the Morgan Quinn Ross from Oregon State University explains that complete isolation isn't as effective as me time that may include some level of social presence. Because this study surveyed 900 people and found that the solitude was much more quality in origin when they were around social settings, but yet not speaking to anyone.
Right.
How do you feel about that? Do you feel good when, I mean, do you feel... more rested sitting at home?
No.
Or being out at a pizza place and no one's bothering you because you have a headset on?
There.
Yeah, okay, me too.
That's me. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm going to do today.
And that's what I do every Saturday and every Sunday that I'm in town. I am at Starbucks for 3 hours and at on Saturday about 1.5 hours. And I just let my mind roll. I don't go in with curriculums. I never do work. I may read poetry, I may read a book, I may look at YouTube. I just wait and see what pops up as to what the next tendency might be.
Well, yeah, like I take work in, though. Like when I go tonight, I'll take, you know, 5 summaries and 2 podcasts and one-on-one stuff I have to do.
Well, I don't do that. At 4:01, there's never another email checked, and I'm going to let my mind wander. I wander to wonder. I wander to wonder. That's my new mantra. I just thought of that. I'm wandering.
This far into the year already, this close to the beginning, and you're screwing it up. Okay. Keep going, man. This is fantastic. I'd love to hear your mantras.
Hey, I'm going to mantra about my number one demon in foods is what do you think?
Seedles.
Yes.
I said it first. Go ahead.
We used to think it was sugar, and it's not.
Then we thought it was fats.
Yeah, that's right.
If it's the sugars, then it was fats.
And it's neither of those. What it is seedles. Why? Because seedles are taken from foods like canola and safflower and peanuts and sesame.
So you think that's worse than sugar?
Yes.
Okay.
Except in massive amounts.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to.
I mean, massive amounts of seed oils, you would have probably loose stool. You probably get rid of some of it, but sugar is going to create more other things. But that, right. We're not going to eat that much sugar, most of us on a normal basis who have any common sense. But seed oils are called linoleic acid. They are omega-6s. And what they're doing is they're causing cardiovascular damage, massive inflammation within the body. And there's being more and more verified that they take about 6 years for the body to rid itself of these poisons. And one way, the only way we can really reduce them is to quit eating them by 90%. I'm 10% in, 90% out. We used to sell canola oil. We had end caps back in the 80s because it was marketed so strongly as a healthy vegetable oil. Oh, it sounds so healthy. There's vegetables that are made into oils. Wow. But we've come to find out through good science, and I'm very respectful of good science, how damaging they can be. So what are the seed oils that have, the bad stuff? It's grape seed, sunflower, walnut, soybean, sesame, peanut, canola, Pam cooking spray. Those, and the reason is because they take these seeds, they cook them at extremely high temperatures. Well, seeds are fragile to begin with, and so when you cook them, they go rancid. So in order to not taste the rancidity, then they have this whole chemical book mixture that they can pour into it, and it takes away the bad taste. So not only have we caused it rancid, we cook it at high temperatures, then we feed it with these horrible forever chemicals that are residing in there, and then it looks clean and it tastes clean, but it's not. So
yeah, I know you hate that. Do you ever use Crisco? You know, the old...
Well, I ate it because we all did.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one thing I remember growing up, the big tub of Crisco.
Well, what do we cook with in this healthy is low temperatures. You can do olive oil, but really for higher temperatures, you need tallow, which is beef fat. Lard was a very secure product, there's no doubt, because it's what we call it saturated. It means that there's these... that it's stable. It's stable under heat. Butter is very stable under heat. I love using those. Grapeseed can be somewhat stable. Avocado, somewhat stable. So those are the oils to use. Using tallow and butter when we cook eggs. That's what we use.
Can I ask a silly question? Is coconut oil, is stuff in there, is that good at all for anything?
And that's coconut oil? That's another staple.
Because I use that for my coffee.
Yeah, and it has a very high smoke point. So with smoke point, when it smokes, it's gone rancid. You put olive oil on a skillet and you're trying to fry some okra and it smokes, you have just done what the manufacturers have done, which is ruin the quality of that oil.
See, I didn't know that.
Yep. It's a good article here on when using supplements, choosing the right ones for your need is only part of the equation. How about taking them at the right time? How about with or without food? It's essential to maximize their effectiveness. It's not that complex, but like water-soluble vitamins are best taken with food, while fat-soluble vitamins need to be taken with meals containing fats. Most of us eat foods that have fat. Glenn's put a, he gets frustrated by this.
Why can't you people just say, take these things for you? Okay, here's 9 pills you need. I'm all in. Great. Now you got to take one at 3:07. Take it. Stop. Don't take it now. Eat a banana. Don't eat a banana. Eat an apple with that one. Stand on your head. Do you have sunlight? Get sunlight in yours. Yep. Don't eat that. Eat this. Jeez almighty.
What's wrong with that?
Ah, dang. Life's just give me the pill and tell me I can take it. Make it to where I can eat it whenever I have it. How's that?
Look, my take is that you're still going to benefit if you take all your pills with breakfast and supper. Now,
are you an Aquarius? Take it on Thursdays before the moon strikes and the clock.
If you're bald headed, you got to take it.
If there's asteroids in the sky, the meteor's coming through, don't take vitamin D, but on the third Wednesday.
Look, here's Ed Jones's 40.
I'll stop talking.
My 67 years of taking supplements for 57 years because I started at 10.
Okay.
Divided doses, always twice a day dosing because nutrients only maintain blood levels for 12 hours, most of them. So my morning and lunch or morning and supper.
I do that. Yeah, I break mine up, and there's some I take only at night. Yep. I got to take an extra magnesium at night instead of one. I take 2 at night because they'll help you sleep. I don't take vitamin D at night because it can keep you awake.
There you go. See, wise. If you're going to take anything for cholesterol.
Yeah, but see, that's easy. Morning, night.
There's always some caveats.
Then take some at 10 because you've had food, and then at noon because the noon's straight up and down.
Only if you have special needs. If you're a special need like you are,
throw that piece of paper away. I don't like this segment.
It is important to know facts, Glenn.
No, it's not. Facts get in the way of doing what I want to do. That's my T-shirt. Hey, to hell with the facts.
Shut your pothole and let me finish.
Live with emotions. Back to you and the smart people.
So, twice a day dosing. One. Two. If you take anything for cholesterol, evening, because all your cholesterol, most of it's made after the sun goes down. So don't take it in the morning because you're not going to really do much for yourself. So red yeast, rice, and those others are supper or bedtime. That's rule number two. Pretty darn easy. Number three, if you're going to take digestive enzymes, common sense says to take it with the meal. Duh, because you're trying to digest food. But if you're going, you know, then we get into if you are taking some things for inflammation, sometimes it works better without food. That's pretty much it. Now, calcium needs to kind of be separated a little bit. Glenn's he's falling over. His head's going down. It's so easy that it's just laughable. So, and you know what you can do? You can always come to Nutrition World and we will do our best to help you. But you can also make an appointment with one of my coaches.
Yes.
You can look up things on AI. Not Google, probably. I love Perplexity.
Listen, nutritionw.com should be your nutritional Google search.
There you
nutritionw.com go. Nutritionw.com should be your nutritional AI search. Go there first. Trust us first.
Hey, that's an idea.
Yeah.
We need to make an NWAI.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. There you go. I'll get started on that tomorrow.
Get on it, Brian Cody. Amanda, get to it.
Hey, AI is the future. Let me tell you something right now. I think maybe those who are into it realize this. Google's days are over. They will be down 70% within the next 3 years. There is no doubt. Paying money to advertise will be a wasteland unless the prices significantly drop. Because I probably was on Google once last week and I was on Perplexity probably 40 times. It is so quick, so efficient, so easy. And medical information, it is going to change the face of medicine.
What's Perplexity?
It's one of the AI formats. It costs me about 10 or 15 a month to be on, but it has a lot more medical stuff in it. I don't care what the diagnosis is. You could look it up on AI. You could sit there and talk across the table with your neurologist and hold your own if you could look it up that fast. So pretty darn good stuff. I love it. All right. Well, that does it for this episode and this time where it's time to take a break. So when we come back, we got a few more words of helpfulness within your world of green pharmacy. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio. I'm Ed Jones with my co-host, Clint Powell. And I have quit reading Dr. Mark Hyman because it just kind of quit popping up. He had a great Instagram just the other day that Consumer Reports about them testing 300 popular foods for harmful plastic chemicals. Those of you who listen regularly know I've done a microplastic test. Has not come back yet, but I'm still waiting. But the results of Consumer Reports were quite shocking. Here's what they uncovered. Plastic chemicals were found in 86% of all foods tested. And those contain phthalates and bisphenols. And most baby foods contain these chemicals. Now here's the deal. Hot takeout food sitting in containers for 45 minutes had 34% higher levels of plastic chemicals. Surprisingly, 1950s army rations also contained high levels. Huh. Well, so we can't really say it's just the age that we're in, because in the 1950s, they still had them. Almost every food tested met the FDA standards, but are these standards protecting your health? Because here's some of the worst foods tested. Annie's organic ravioli. Well, Annie's is sold in Whole Foods and health food stores. Yep. Tremendous amount on the fast food. The Wendy's nuggets had 33,000 nanograms. That's extremely high amounts. And then you look at dairy, Yoplait, low-fat yogurt. Had Fairlife protein milkshakes, tremendous quantities. Mm. So really, the packaging is a big part of that. So what do we do about that? Or what is it going to cause? Well, again, infertility, reproductive issues, obesity, diabetes, and neurodevelopment disorders in children. Even low levels will build up over time, causing long-term damage. So what do we do? Well, one way, which is what I have really tried to do better with, is avoiding canned and processed foods. I don't remember the last time that I actually ate out of a can, other than probably a few places I'd eat some green beans that probably came out of a can. But you want to opt for fresh or frozen. Secondly, use glass, stainless steel, or ceramic for food storage. Very important. And never heat food in plastic containers. Use glass instead. I'm big about that. If I don't remember the last time I used saran wrap or use different things where I heated that up. And then look for BPA-free and phthalate-free packaging, not just BPA, because that is like kind of a copycat word to make you think it's all healthy, because that's what I did that Instagram on, those liners for the crock pots. And it hit, I don't know, a couple hundred thousand views, talking about how horrible that was.
Yeah,
you do a lot of your own cooking?
No, I'll just say this on behalf of Tupperware. This is a stupid segment, but really, just if there's something you enjoy out there, hold on. Ed is coming to take away the joy sooner or later. Every time, just don't use saran wrap. Eat it. Eat your peel at 3 in the morning.
So saran wrap is pleasurable? It's like one of the pleasures of your life?
No, it's just convenient. It's a convenience thing. I'm lazy. This is the downfall of society, Ed. People like me. I'm the one holding society, pushing it down. You're trying to lift us up. That's the it's the fun of this show, Ed. You're giving people, I'm the average guy, the guru of the common man. But I will say it is concerning because I have seen all the studies and I'm sitting here drinking out of a plastic. But here's the problem, and I'll say this and give it back to you as real. You can finish it up. It's everywhere. Plastic is everywhere. It's in places we don't know it's in. By the time it gets to us, it could have been made through something plastic. We think we're doing something good, like you said about the green beans. Mm-hmm. You don't know. And now all of a sudden you start realizing, well, hell, it's just it's helped manufacture things and build things, and now it's just everywhere we turn. It becomes a little helplessness in there.
There is, and it's overwhelming.
I'm not saying we should ignore it, though.
It's overwhelming, it and sometimes be. It gets to where why should I even try mentality? Well, small changes can make big results in the long run.
That's a good
one.
Point.
Two is, it's not that difficult to make some changes. Okay, I'm going to buy glass instead of other things to heat my foods up at night in.
Right.
It's really about part of it's changing the kitchenware. You know, using cook your eggs in a skillet that's not going to have Teflon in it.
Yeah.
And then when I heat up, which, you know my favorite snack, because I eat it when Clint's there at the store, Sammy's chips, which have no bad oils.
Yeah, I love the chips.
The what?
I love the chips.
Yeah.
But it's the cheese you put on them.
So what you do is you get the plain. He does the cinnamon, which is fantastic.
Yes.
Low sugar, all fiber, low carb, no bad oils. Made out of this tiny bakery in Florida called Sammy. We make no money on them. We've sold them for 25 freaking years and never made a penny because the shipping cost us all of our profits. But there's not a chip like it in the world.
Nope.
So what I do is, and actually I give credit to my ex-wife, she cooked this for about 10 to 15 years for my daughter and I, probably every single weekend, and she would call them chippy chippies. And she just put the Sammy's chips plain and then grate cheese on top. I'm now using the raw cheese from Nutrition World and put them, I do put them in microwave. She didn't. She put them in the oven. I like that better. I don't have an oven at Nutrition World, so I do the best I can. So I cook them. They still satisfy me unlike any snack I have ever had. Well, guess what, brother? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio and our podcast presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. And, of course, it always follows on all major podcast platforms 3 days after the episode of the radio show. So for past shows, if you want, you can go to your favorite podcast platform or find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. For Clint Powell, Ed Jones, and the amazing 37 staff members of Nutrition World, we thank you for taking your important time out of your day to spend it with us. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.